This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A jury was set today in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump, and opening arguments in the case could begin as early as Monday. A man, meanwhile, set himself on fire this afternoon near the courthouse where the jurors were being chosen. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more.
New York City officials say at around 1:30 p.m. today, Maxwell Azzarello walked into the center of the park directly opposite from the Lower Manhattan courthouse and threw leaflets with anti-government conspiracy theories. He then doused himself with cleaning liquid and lit himself on fire. The park is open to the public, but because of the high-profile nature of the jury selection, there is heavy security in the area. Several civilians and police officers rushed to extinguish the flames. The New York Fire Department says Azzarello is 37 years old and originally from St. Augustine, Florida. They say, unbeknownst to his family, Azzarello arrived in New York earlier this week. He is in critical condition. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
The $95 billion foreign aid bill under consideration in the House of Representatives passed a procedural vote today with the help of many Democrats. Final votes on the package will take place on Saturday. House Speaker Mike Johnson broke the legislation into four parts, which he says allows each member to vote their conscience.
It was a better process to break the bills into four separate measures for consideration, and that is what we will have tomorrow. Everyone can vote their will and their constituents' desires on the Israel aid, the Ukrainian aid, the Indo-Pacific, and then our fourth national security package that has all of our innovations in it.
The bill provides assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Some far-right members who want aid for Ukraine to be tied to border security legislation have fought to stall the bill's passage. The future of TikTok is back in the spotlight on Capitol Hill. The House is preparing to take up legislation this weekend that could ban or force the sale of the extremely popular Chinese-owned social media app. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
TikTok creators wrote an open letter to President Biden urging him not to sign a bill banning the app during an election year. 26-year-old Nadia Okamoto, who has nearly 5 million followers on the site, says a potential ban would be counterproductive, especially among young voters.
This is an app where so many young voters spend their time. This is where we get a lot of our education, the place where we get our news as well. Creators that I've talked to feel really disheartened with the overall system and also feel like, what is the point of voting?
Under the latest bipartisan bill in the House, TikTok's China-based parent company would have 9 months to divest or risk a potential ban in the U.S. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers. The win makes the Chattanooga factory the first auto plant in the South to unionize through an election since the 1940s. It's also the first foreign-owned plant in the South to do so. The vote is a huge boost for UAW President Sean Fain's campaign to unionize plants across the U.S. New details have come out this week concerning a study on the largest reptile that ever lived. NPR's Emily Kwong has more on the father-daughter duo who uncovered the reptile's bones in England.
The reptile in question is a species of ichthyosaur that measured over 80 feet long. Justin Reynolds and his 11-year-old daughter Ruby found the giant jawbone fossils while walking the beaches of Somerset, England. Paleontologist Dean Lomax led the effort to publish their findings in the journal PLOS ONE this week.
Paleo is one of those sciences where anybody can make a significant contribution. You just need a keen eye, a lot of patience, and a little bit of luck.
The jawbones will soon go on display at the Bristol Museum and Art Gallery for anyone to see. Emily Kwong, NPR News.
The NCAA has approved the use of wireless communications between football coaches and a player on the field. The system is voluntary and will be in use starting in the fall. It will be similar to that already in use by NFL teams for play calling. Only one player on the field will be allowed to be in communication with the coach. The new rule affects teams at the Division I level. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 211 points, while the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 were both down. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.